a lot of people that I know make that transition similarly, and it's with a partner, because it's very difficult to break into the commercial space if you don't have a track record. So we were beating on, you know, real estate agents nationwide. We were calling these guys and saying, hey, I flip a lot of houses and now I want to do this. And they were all really nice, but they weren't sending us off market deals, right? They weren't sending us pocket listings. They didn't care that we were going to flip $40 million worth of property. They wanted to know if we could execute on a $15 million building. And there's qualifiers to be able to execute, right? You need the personal financial statements to be a key principal in these deals. You need to be able to get the loan, even though they're non-recourse. You need to have personal financial statements that back up the ability to pay that loan. So there's a couple of hurdles that single family guys like ourselves have getting into the multifamily space. So we just did what we did in the residential space, and we went and found guys that were smarter than us and doing it better than us. Went to a couple of seminars, went and met with a couple of sponsors that were buying and selling deals. And we just said, hey, if you had to do it all over again, how would you get involved? And one of our mentors, Corey, you'll hear us talk about him a lot. He told us, hey, the money's not in the money, or the money's not in the deal. The money's in the money. You guys from the single family space have a specific set of skills. Liam Neeson, right? You have a specific set of skills to be able to raise capital into somebody else's deal. So you partner with a experienced sponsor that has $100 to $150 million under management or better. And basically you raise and deploy capital with them and say that you'll manage, you know, the investor pool, and you'll manage the capital raise, and you'll help during due diligence. And you basically become partners with these guys, and you get paid to learn along the way.
I love that a lot. That's like I said, easiest way to do it. I kind of have a similar step where I have, you know, my mentor who I've been doing a transaction with on a brokerage side for years. And they just finally said, this is how I do it. You know, just kind of go under his wing, and, you know, you learn the business and you're able to transition in, and then you'll be able to scale up where you're doing stuff, you know, on your level.